Music may be the highlight, but there is so much more to the Roots and Blues Festival experience. Food vendors fill hungry tummies and shoppers find unique souvenirs in the artisan market and merch tent. Roots and Blues Administrative Services Manager Tony Starkel, who coordinated the three spaces, said she heard many positive comments. So too did 13-year volunteer and now staff member Stuart Gilbert, who is responsible for infrastructure set up at the campgrounds and food vendors. "We're 98% sold out at the campground, we came very close to selling out," he said. "Everything is running smoothly and we're very happy." A couple of longtime vendors were also eager to share positive comments. Terry Lambert has been serving Greek food to festival patrons since 2005. Frequent long lineups at Opa's bear witness to the popularity of her food. Lambert, who begins her festival season May in Trail, BC, said coming to Roots and Blues is her favorite venue, on par with the Canmore Folk Music Festival. "We are passionate about what we serve," she said, pointing out she couldn't do what she does without the help of her daughter Christina Doust and friend Nick Cato. "People here are so good to us and we have loyal customers that come every year." Over in the artisan market, Kitsilano's Stefan Schumann is equally pleased with his festival experience. He has been marketing shoe clothing tie-dye creations for 25 years and said patrons have always been very good to him. "I make all my garments," he said, praising Salmon Arm Folk Music Society directors and festival staff for insisting on handcrafted items only. "I've done this for a living since I was a teenager." Schumann uses only natural fabrics such as cotton and bamboo in designs, produces and hand-paints all his own products. "I have clothed generations of families," he laughed, noting many people buy his t-shirts for their young children, who grow up and continue to wear his colorful creations. Glee emanated from the merchandise tent as well, where much of the stock was grabbed by patrons eager to display their love for the festival. This year's logo, created by marketing and sponsorship coordinator Althea Mungerson and Michael Heffer of Clawhammer Press, was very well received, with some of the styles selling out. Starkel said remaining merchandise will be available at the Roots and Blues office. Call 250-833-4096 to see what is available. Reply forward.